Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, Millionaire Mindcast fam? Welcome into today's Friday Food for Thought. Today, I wanted to bring some attention around this definition of wealth. And when I talk to people about what being wealthy, what being rich, what freedom looks like for them, it's shocking to me how many people tie it to material possessions. It's tied to a certain amount of money in the bank. It's tied to, you know, a certain amount of cars in the garage, how many trips or lavish of a lifestyle you can have, how many watches you got on your wrist, how many diamonds you got on your body. And society has created this very toxic definition of wealth. And I want to invite you today through this podcast, short podcast, to maybe think about and approach your wealth building journey just a little bit differently. And I'm going to share with you a very simple framework that I use to create the right intention and purpose behind not only going out and accumulating a lot of money and a lot of wealth. There's nothing wrong with that, especially when you have a pure and passionate and purposeful intention behind why you want to create that money, not just to have all these rich, lavish things that only you get to enjoy, right? But also to think about how you can live like a millionaire and build wealth in all areas of your life to create something that is fulfilling, that isn't fleeting, that is impactful and influential, and checks so many other boxes beyond how many commas and zeros you have in your bank account. And I want to challenge some of you today, especially for, you know, this is going to really apply to anybody and everybody that has a drive to create more wealth and freedom in their life. This is going to apply to the person who's worth $20 million and may have the wrong mindset or approach around their wealth. And this is also going to be very important, more so for the people as you guys are marching towards that million-dollar milestone and beyond, that you can think about these things earlier in the game because it is going to serve you until the day that you die. And you're going to make not only crazy amounts of money and accumulate crazy amounts of wealth, you're going to, one, enjoy it so much more, and two, have an insane amount of impact around the people who are around you, who are watching you, because they are, whether you like it or not. People with big goals, big dreams, big aspirations, they naturally gain the attention of people who admire that, who desire that, but don't have the courage to take it. And you're going to be somebody that can be a catalyst for changing that in somebody else's life. So in today's episode, I wanted to take some time to dig in and challenge you to get some clarity around what you're chasing in terms of wealth and freedom, or as I call it, your definition of a rich life. And the reason why is because the definition of wealth I see so many people chasing and putting up on a pedestal today will only lead to emptiness and failure. And our culture, especially Western culture, nowadays society has declared wealth's definition for you and I, as we see it, is something that is ultimately wrapped up in material possessions. And it's put on display. It's in our face everywhere we see it, whether you know it or not, on social media, in magazines, on TV, on radio, for at least what society tells us wealth is. It's a, you know, chauffeur-driven Rolls Royce, it's private jets, it's exotic trips, it's a mansion on the bay, it's a Las Vegas penthouse. Society tells us that it's some fancy watch, it's a, you know, diamond earrings, it's an Aston Martin. You know, whatever it may be, what we see glorified in terms of wealth and being rich is ultimately a lie. It's fleeting. And it's self-serving to the people who benefit from those narratives. I'm not demonizing those things. I'm not saying that the desire to have those things is wrong and is bad. It's just so deeply embedded into our culture that people can't see beyond it. They can't peel back the layers to it and realize that that probably isn't going to bring them happiness. It's not going to bring them impact. It's not going to get them to the level that they ultimately desire to be at, if that is the intention behind why you want to go out and do great things in the world. And so don't get me wrong. Again, I'm not bashing anybody who wants those things. I desire and want many of those things in my life as well, but it's not the lead reason and purpose behind why I do what I do, why I'm working so hard to get what I want to get. So I want to invite you through today's conversation to, you know, ensure that you have your priorities and your intentions around money, around wealth, around freedom in the right place so that you can not only obtain it, most importantly, to enjoy for yourself, that you can sustain it and also enjoy the process and pursuit of it without losing who you are. And instead, using it as a platform to make a difference in your own life, in your family's life, and anyone and anything you're passionate about making an impact in. So in today's short episode, I just want to highlight a few important things and share a few insights that I think will have a positive impact on you and be helpful for you as you move forward in your wealth building journey. But before we dig in, don't forget, check out all the episodes, all the freebies that I got available for you guys at millionairemindcast.com. You can check out our swag available for purchase at therichlifestore.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss another episode. And all I ask is that if you guys enjoy and find value in any of the things that we talk about, our guests talk about on any of the three episodes launched each and every week, that you take 60 seconds to just leave a review on whatever platform you enjoy listening to this content on. That means the world to me. I don't charge for any of this stuff. We just want to organically find ways of sharing it with more and more people who are looking for these kind of conversations, who are looking for these kind of communities. And with your help by leaving a review, we can get that accomplished together. With that being said, you know, today we see the IG millionaires, right? We see all of these people flaunting their riches. And in all reality, many of those individuals truly aren't wealthy. I'm just going to tell it how it is. They have fake wealth. They've rented those things. They've put them on credit cards. They have this illusion of being wealthy without really having it. Their assets generally aren't greater than their liabilities. They don't have multiple streams of passive income or assets or a strong balance sheet. And I've seen it time and time again where that baller on IG or that celebrity or that professional athlete, all of a sudden, who was very rich and very flashy, is now bankrupt. You know why? Because for those types of people, they didn't actually put in the work to earn it and sustain it, let alone know how to grow it and keep it moving in the right direction. They didn't put in the hours to build their financial literacy to a level where they can truly accumulate and enjoy real wealth, real freedom. And when it comes to those people with poor financial management, with no financial literacy, and with the wrong intentions and purpose driving their actions, it's sadly only a matter of time until that catches up to them. I relate it to gambling, right? You might have a good, you know, hot streak. Yeah, baby, I know I've hit some blackjacks in a row and the stacks were looking nice. But you play that game long enough without the right fundamentals, just like at a casino, in the end, the house, the casino, eventually ends up winning. And this is why it's so important to put in the work when it comes to understanding how to manage your money, to build wealth the right way, and to have that built on a foundation of the right intentions, the right disciplines, the right habits. That is a sustainable way of growing your wealth and creating massive impact for you, your family, and all the people around you. It's important to know how to read and upkeep a P&L, how to look at a balance sheet, how to budget and live within your means on a monthly basis, to know where and how to invest your money wisely, and equally as important, to enjoy the process, to commit to that process and learn the money habits, the mindsets, the disciplines that are required in order for you to win big consistently over a long period of time. See, the problem with looking wealthy versus being wealthy is that the former is easy while the latter is not. There are so many programs, so many lifelines out there nowadays that allow you to buy on credit, to defer payments, to file BK and start all over again. But when it comes to building real wealth, unlocking real freedom, there's levels to this game. I'm still learning, right? every level has a different boss. And as you go through that level and maybe you have to stop and start over again or take a few steps back, you face the boss a couple times on those levels, right? For my video gamers out there, eventually you're going to beat that boss. You're going to know exactly how to get through that level. It's going to become normal for you. And then you're going to break through to that next level and have to figure out all of the ins and outs of the wealth building game at that level. It takes time. It takes repetition. And, you know, when you think about the disciplines and just the flat out hard work that is required to accumulate and unlock what it is that you desire, most people aren't willing to put in that work. But the beauty is it's possible for anyone who is willing to put in that work. It does not discriminate. Freedom, wealth doesn't discriminate. And that's what I want to encourage you to do today is to put in that work and have the right intentions behind why you're doing what you're doing. You know, I've been fake wealthy before. In my early 20s, I was making hundreds of thousands of dollars and I was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. It wasn't until I actually learned how to manage my money and to approach my money and more importantly, having the right intention behind why I'm actually trying to create that money and that freedom and that security that I ultimately committed to the process and the longevity of it with the right approach. If you can't learn how to responsibly live on $60,000 a year, then you're not going to be able to learn how to do it when you're making $600,000 a year. You follow me? If you spend more than you earn and trade a secure tomorrow for a living large lifestyle of today, you're going to end up in failure. You're going to end up in bankruptcy. It wasn't until I committed to learning these things and put in the work that I not only saw my money habits and my mindset change, but guess what? My net worth and my bank account grew right alongside it. The disappointing thing is, and this is why I need you to be aware of this, in today's world, society has led you to believe that wealth can be bought at a mall or at a car dealership or in a jewelry store or at an infomercial, and that you're going to get these quick hits of success, of happiness, of fulfillment, and yet they're fleeting because you didn't put in the work. The disappointing thing is we don't have more people glorifying the other approach to it, which is why I want to bring some awareness to this conversation real quick. So, what is my definition of wealth? You know, I believe that wealth is freedom and choice. Simple as that. Freedom to live how you want, right? To do what you want, to do it when you want, to do it where you want. Freedom from bosses, freedom from morning alarms, freedom from the pressures of money, freedom to passionately pursue your dreams. Freedom is the liberty to live your life as you please without needing anyone's permission. Wealth isn't embodied in a car, designer watch, but in the freedom to know that you can buy it should you want to without putting any financial pressure on yourself anywhere else. Because freedom and creating wealth and freedom, it's going to lead you to breaking free of that five-day drudgery of doing things that you hate. It's going to unlock a world of opportunity, a world of impact, a world of fulfillment that gives every one of us the ability to really express our true selves and get the most out of life, which is ultimately what every single one of us want deep down inside. So I'll leave you with this, and I invite you to create and get some clarity on what your true definition of wealth and freedom is, so that way you have the right priorities and intentions around why you're doing what you're doing. For me, my definition of a rich and fulfilling life has a healthy balance of purpose and action around every one of these pillars I'm going to share with you. My definition of rich is the acronym R-I-C-H. Rich relationships, personal and professional, income and investments, community and contribution, and H, health, mental, physical, and spiritual. Because when you're intentional in each one of these categories of your life, you will see a return on that investment in those areas of happiness and fulfillment far beyond what the dollars you accumulate in your bank account can provide you. Those two things together can unlock euphoria. Now, don't get me wrong, the dollars are important and are an important variable in this wealth building equation. I'm not going to lie to you about that. But it is not everything and shouldn't be your only focus. One of my favorite mentors always taught me that if I chase excellence in all of these areas of my life, with equal intention and purpose, I'll be the richest man alive. Because money always follows excellence. So to recap, think about building a rhythm and some daily habits and goals. You can go after each week or each month or each quarter or each year that build up these areas of your life, relationships, personal and professional, your income. What are you doing to actively grow and manage the income that you have to show up for and work your butt off for to earn that paycheck? And how are you taking what's left over from properly managing your money, living below your means, A, B, C's, right? Your A, income minus your B, expenses equals your C, what's left over to invest. Using what's left over to invest wisely into passive income assets that grow over time, that pay you money, that mailbox money, and that creates the freedom. Income and investments, two key parts in the financial sector of your life that you have to have a plan for. On top of that, C, community and contribution. Who do you support? What are you passionate about being involved in? Who are you serving beyond yourself? The amazing relationships, experiences, and fulfillment that I've gained through my community, through my contributions, without anything, it actually drained my bank account as I gave to some of these things, whether it was time or money, right? But at the end of the day, not only what I got in terms of fulfillment and gain from relationships and experiences out of that, oftentimes I ended up meeting people or bumping into opportunities that created me more money as a result. Tithing is so important, and doing it with your community and contributing in a way that is not self-serving and goes far beyond yourself is going to create something that will provide you a return on that investment for the rest of your life, something nobody can take away. Then, of course, health. None of this matters if you're not alive. Health, mental, physical, spiritual. These things all cross-pollinate one another, and they deserve equal importance and intention. So what are you doing to mentally recharge, to replenish, to take care of yourself, to sharpen your mind, to strengthen your faith, your spirituality, your physical body? These are all things that if you focus an equal amount of purpose and intention around your relationships, your income and investments, your community and your contribution, and your health, you are going to be not only a very weaponized and dangerous human being, you're going to be somebody that attracts opportunity, relationships, income, investments. All of these things together become the ultimate wealth equation. Unlock unlimited richness, and again, far beyond what you're going to show in just your bank account. So I hope this brings a little bit of light to a conversation to get you thinking about what it is that you really want. Because let's be honest, when I was in my 20s, I was like, shit, I don't want nothing but money. What are you talking about, man? All of these other things, that doesn't matter. I need money first. I need to go out and create as much wealth and as much richness and have as much income in my life. Impact, given to other charities and causes, I'm trying to figure my own shit out. But I can tell you, it may feel counterintuitive, but the earlier you can start focusing on these things and have a healthy balance of all of them working together with pure intentions, purpose, and an action plan, and a badass mofo like you behind them executing on those things, the world is your oyster. Unlimited opportunity and wealth is going to be at your fingertips. You have to trust in it, you have to be clear on it, and you have to consistently execute on it every single day. That's all I got for you guys today. My coffee's getting cold. I'm gonna sip on that real quick. With that being said, if you enjoyed today's episode, feel free to share it with a friend, a family member, anybody that you feel can get some value from it. Again, don't forget to subscribe to the show. Please leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on. I appreciate you guys. Don't forget to hit me up, shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. Get your free financial x-ray from Ryan and our financial team by texting the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. If you're not taking advantage of life insurance yet and the infinite banking concept, this is something you're going to want to know about. Whether you decide to do anything about it or not yet, it's something that should be a part of your wealth plan. And so you can get more information at becomethebank.info. And with that being said, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends. Love you guys.